Welcome to our exhibit. I'm glad to have this opportunity to tell you about the Telephone Switching Center of tomorrow. The electronic central office, which is made possible by the magic of the transistor and other tiny but amazing devices invented by the Bell Telephone Laboratory. Imagine, if you can, an electronic brain operating at millions of a second speed. I say brain because the new electronic central office will almost think for itself. It will not only carry out instructions you dial into it, it will also remember instructions you provided earlier. These memory features will offer many convenient services I'm sure you'll be delighted with. For one thing, you'll be able to reach frequently called numbers by dialing only two digits. All you have to do is give the telephone company a list of the numbers you dial most frequently. The electronic brain's memory will do the rest. To see how it works, please watch the screen. Oh. Now let's say you want to call your mother who lives in Des Moines. You call her fairly often, so the telephone company has assigned 53 as your special number for making this call. When you dial the 5 and the 3, the electronic central office's brain says, uh-oh, something special. Searches its memory for what those two digits represent, and dials the area code plus a full number in Des Moines for you. Hello?
Hello, Grandma!
Ever been invited out for an evening and had to turn it down because you're expecting an extra special call? Well, the electronic central office will solve that problem for you, too. When you do go out, it will be a simple matter to have your calls transferred. All you'll have to do is dial a special code, which tells the equipment's brain you want your calls transferred, and then dial the telephone number where you can be reached. Our amazing electronic central office will take it from there. Hello?
Diane?
No, this isn't Diane. It's Linda.
What? Yes. This is Jim Morton. I was calling Diane Brown.
Oh, yes. He's here. She had her call transferred to my house.
Hi, Jim.
And what about those times someone has tried to call you and your line is busy?
We thought of that, too.
Fine, Sarah, that's fine. I'll have this information for you at the meeting next Wednesday.
When you hear the beep tone on your telephone, you know someone else is trying to reach you.
Sarah, will you hold on just a minute? Someone else is trying to reach you.
All you do is flex the switcher to hold the first call while you take the second.
Oh, hello, dear. I was just talking to Sarah.
Okay, dear, would you tell Fred next time he's in town, he's to bring Helen, right? Bye, dear.
You flip the button back and go on with your first call.
Hello, Sarah. That was Bert calling.
Easy as pie, isn't it? And here's another feature you're going to find handy. Now, look.
Sarah, Jane knows a lot more about that than I do. Why don't we get her on the line and find out? Okay, just a minute.
Want someone else on the line? That's easy, too. Flip the switch button, then dial a code number and the number you want, and press them.
Hello, Jane? This is Martha. Just now I have Sarah on the line, and we want to know what to do about...
As we look to the future, we see many extras for tomorrow's telephone music. One day, you may be able to call home and automatically turn off the oven. Or, from a public telephone a couple of hundred miles away, turn on your home air conditioner and have the house nice and cool when you return from your hot trip. It may even be possible to call and water the lawn during that dry spell when you are many miles away on vacation. Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But it is all possible because of the basic research our scientists and engineers at the Bell Telephone Laboratories are doing to make your service better day by day. From their work has come breakthrough after breakthrough, providing the intricate devices that lie at the heart of your telephone service of tomorrow. Through the invention of better things, we are trying very hard to give you the kind of telephone service you want and need. And we think you'll agree, after seeing the many exhibits we have here, There is no end to telephone progress now or in Century 21.